Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World class rock.
You know, Rena, I thought the news couldn't get any better. Good morning, by the way. I thought the news couldn't get any better. We come in yesterday morning. We're celebrating Dustin Byfuglien. Today it's like Winnipeg Blue Bomber Day. They had a huge day in free agency.
I heard.
You did?
Well, I read it a little bit, but you can tell me all about it in sports.
Just stop it. You're going to take my job with all your sports.
No.
I read about it already.
Well, I would love to hear Philly's opinion on it.
You know who else's opinion we're going to get on it?
Who?
Abby Khan's going to be down here later. You never have to twist his arm to come in, you know.
Sweet. Hope Abby brings his juice.
But, I mean, if anybody knows Canadian CFL talent, it would be that guy. Mm-hmm. So I figure, and it's always, we love visiting with Abby, good friend of the show. He'll come in at 8:30. We have more winning on the program this morning. Hart and Joan Jett tickets.
Yes.
All that and more. Let's get things rolling with Rena's news here. 92 City FM, World Class Rock, Cinderella, Gypsy Road on a Wednesday morning. Lots of snow clearing equipment on the Winnipeg roads, Rena.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a residential parking ban that starts today at 7 a.m. So don't leave your car in your zone if today is your zone day.
Wheeler's back tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So Philly and Rena with you this morning. Yeah, it's and they are out in full force. Like it's convoys of plows. Yesterday on Springfield Road, like it was impossible. Sometimes you'll pass them if there's only one or two, but yeah. There was like eight of them.
Yeah. It's weird they're not spread out, but maybe they're just all getting to.
I think they all go to one location, right?
Yeah.
And they just hammer the crap out of it until they get everything cleaned up and then move on to another location. Yeah. Some more tension on the bone phone this morning about this, though.
Oh.
We have another guy complaining about the time of day that they're at certain busy intersections. Mm. And then, as you would expect, because
yesterday there was a big traffic jam because of it in the morning rush hour.
And the guys who do the snow clearing are like the truck drivers who are like the teachers. Mm-hmm. You call one out and they come at you.
Mm-hmm. Like Metallica fans. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They come at you hard.
Yep.
So it is on the bone phone today at 8:05.
Okay.
Lots of good news. Bombers big day in free agency. We will tackle it all this morning on the show. It is 6:10. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Reno. All right, Rena, I'll go first. Okay. You remember after the Super Bowl, Cam Newton, who loves to celebrate, right? Like when things are going well for the Panthers, man, he is all over the place celebrating. Well, after the Super Bowl, he wasn't so graceful. Not quite the same. He hasn't mastered the art of losing with class. Now, there'll be those out there, the Cam Newton apologists, who will say, well, that's just the way he is. Well, because after the Panthers lost, he gave a bunch of one-word answers, and then he eventually just walked out on his press gathering, right?
Obviously upset.
Obviously, yeah, you just lost the Super Bowl. Okay, well, he addressed his comments to the media yesterday.
At the end of the day, people pick and they do things of that sort. And that the truth of the matter is, you know, who are you to say that your way is right? Like, that's what I don't understand. Like, we got all these people that's condemning and saying, oh, man, you should have did this, that, and the third. But what makes your way right? I've been on record to say I'm a sore loser. Who likes to lose? You show me a good loser, and I'm going to show you a loser. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here to, it's not a popularity contest. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to win football games.
Okay. Cam Newton. You know who he reminds me of when he talks? And it was Mike the producer who pointed this out. I can't take credit for it. Reminds me of this gentleman here.
Well, Dak, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence. And nobody can hang with my stuff. I'm just a big, hairy American winning machine. Dak first, you're last.
First or last, baby. Ricky Bobby. It sounds like that's what Cam Newton's all about, baby.
Awesome. Beyonce released her new song, Formation, on Saturday. It was also the song that she performed at the Super Bowl. And in the song, there's lyrics about Red Lobster. One of the lines is basically saying that after sex, she takes her man to Red Lobster. And Red Lobster says, thank you, Beyonce. Sales have surged 33% on Sunday, the day after. They say that they are grateful to Beyonce for creating new Red Lobster fans. Red Lobster was trending for the very first time ever on Twitter on the weekend. So apparently, yeah.
We are such a simple society. You hear it in
whatever Beyonce says, you do.
I want to go to Red Lobster.
Jesus.
Get me some garlic butter.
I do love Red Lobster, though.
Some giant shrimp smothered in garlic
butter. I always knew it was good, though, you know? I didn't need Beyonce to tell me.
No, it's not. Listen, Rena, it's not real if it doesn't appear in a song or on social networking.
Right, or in an ad.
It is cool to go to Red Lobster again.
Yeah.
There was a Twitter battle yesterday between the Winnipeg Blue Bombers and the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Perfect. The two biggest rivals in the CFL.
So they're like official accounts?
Yes.
We're talking to one another?
That's right. Official accounts. We'll talk about it in 10 minutes. It revolved around free agency and the fact that the Bombers have signed a couple of former Riders. So I want to talk about that in 10 minutes. But right now, something that came from this Twitter battle, which was me being called out for using a phrase that apparently I was dating myself because I spotted this Twitter fight and I said, aw, snap, Twitter fight between the Bombers and Riders. Somebody right away says, Philly, you're dating yourself. Nobody says, aw, snap anymore. And Rena, I mean, I'm 41. You're
I'm
on the right
cooler,
side.
You're
on the
saying.
Right side of 30. So you would know more than I would if aw, snap is usable anymore.
It's definitely not popular anymore, but I mean, you could use it all you want. Aw, snap. I can't remember the last time I said it.
Mm-hmm.
People are just harder on you.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I dug up some...
Like, what else would you say if you wanted to use that expression?
Boom. Twitter fight.
Boom. Yeah. Booyah. That's even older than
Snap. Or just try not to. You know what? There were some guys I used to work with in Alberta that said snap all the time. And this was like 5-6 years ago. And it used to annoy me. And here I am now using snap. But there are some other things that because I pulled up 90s phrases. That should make a comeback. And oddly enough, aw, snap is on there. But I want to know what you think of some of these, Rena. Cool beans.
I still say cool beans.
See, sometimes when something, it's like clothing. When something becomes vintage, it's funny.
I don't even realize, I say it sometimes.
Word.
Word. Word up.
Mm-hmm.
But that almost sounds like you agree with it. Word. That means like, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you put word and you retweeted their fight, it wouldn't make sense.
No, I'm not throwing these phrases at you to something as I like to identify. Yeah, no, I'm just throwing some phrases that maybe.
I thought you wanted to delete your tweet and redo
and you were
looking for a better.
I'm standing by, Austin.
Okay, good.
Austin, snap's not going nowhere.
Down, yeah.
I'm proud. The bomb? Oh, man, that's the bomb.
No, that's. Don't say that again.
You don't want that to come back?
No, that's weird.
Okay.
The bomb.
Mm-hmm. Bunk. I use bunk sometimes.
Yeah, I say bunk still.
Right.
Yeah.
Dog. D-A-W-G. Yo, dog.
No. I'm going to go no. People don't really say that.
Not happening?
No.
Anything, Rena, that you use that should make a comeback, or that... You know is kind of lame, but you're doing it on
I don't
purpose.
Know. Did you look up, like, the
giddy
millennium?
Up. Giddy up. Sarah. I guess the 90s aren't your words, right?
Well, yeah, I was born in the 80s.
Oh, okay.
But also, you know, when I was more picking up on trendy things, I guess I would have been older, like, thousands.
What's
up? I graduated in 2004. Oh, yeah,
what's
that was...
on the list?
Cliche sayings.
Yeah. I don't know. Like I say, I'm sticking with the...
I think aw, snap is okay.
Aw, snap, yeah. I thought
as long as you're proud and you own it, then don't let anybody tear you down, Philly.
It's my right, and I will continue to
you
want to
say old, not cool anymore sayings, you do it.
I will, thank you.
You make it cool.
Thanks for your support.
Yeah,
that means
welcome.
A lot to
you're
me.
Welcome.
Aw, snap, Bombers and Riders, Twitter fight. We'll dive into that in 10 minutes here.
Wheeler in the Morning.
How many times you won roll up the rim so far, Rena?
Just one.
I'm at one, too. For
yesterday,
some reason,
I threw out my cup without rolling the rim. And I thought of it this morning, and I was like, no.
Yeah. My wife did that. Pissed. She was actually ironic because she was telling me the exact same story. She was going to go back. She left it somewhere, and she was going to go. She was to actually enter her mind to go back and dig it out of the garbage.
I absolutely thought of that. The cleaning staff here emptied the garbage. I'm sure. Anyway.
You don't know what's on there. It could
I
be
know.
There's
throwing away a lottery ticket.
There's some serious prizes out there. You could take care of some bills with
those car.
Prizes.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
92 City FM World Class Rock. Philly and Rena with you. Wheeler's back tomorrow.
Minus 15 is the high for today. There is a 40% chance of some flurries. We're at minus 20 this morning.
Know your zone. You've been saying that in the news.
Yes. Know your zone at winnipeg.ca or call 311.
They're out.
Residential plowing ban.
Move your vehicle two blocks away. I've never had that happen, but that would be frustrating, right? They'll like move it to another street. That's how that works?
Yep. My roommate had that happen to her.
And then what? You gotta go look, walking around.
Yeah, we got home
and
we're like, where's your car, dude? And then we just started driving around until we found it and there was a ticket.
I'll tell you what, it's better than being at the impound, though.
I guess, yeah. It is kind of like a little bit of a game, like, where's my car, dude? Like,
take the dog for a walk. You gotta just say hi to the neighbors.
Yeah, when it's minus 30, no way.
Hey, Jim, how you doing? Yeah, walking the dog, looking for my car.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't on a bender last night. I just got it towed because I forgot to move.
I have no sympathy for the people who have their vehicles towed.
In today's day and age with Know Your Zone and you can figure it out.
Well, because if you leave your car parked in front of my house, I don't have sidewalks in the residential area where I live. So if the plow has to go around you, and then it doesn't get done right in front of my house, or then those piles kind of, you know what I mean? How it bunches up with the snow around your driveway because they're going around and
we don't back the man very often on this show, you know, but when it comes to Know Your Zone, I think there's enough tools at our disposal to figure out when you should move your vehicle.
Yeah, if you're going to complain and cry that your vehicle got towed and ticketed, you have so much warning.
Okay, Rena, what does it tell you about the Winnipeg Blue Bombers and the Saskatchewan Rough Riders that they cannot even get through the offseason? They can't get through free agency without getting at it.
I like it.
A good fight.
Rivalry,
this.
Yeah.
This is great.
Gets you pumped up for the season because we made all these good new players and stuff, so you're all like amped up.
Look, I'm trying to contain myself about the Bombers' moves. I really am, but I'm having a hard time here. I thought we should have all gone down to Portage of Maine yesterday and played touch football. That's how excited. We got a star Canadian player who's a Winnipeg native, graduated from Oak Park.
This Andrew the kicker Harris. You're talking about?
It was Andrew Harris. The kicker's awesome, too. So, I am fired up. Clearly, the Bombers are fired up, too. They got a little swagger on the go. And they've added some riders, right? This guy, Macho Harris, is a former rider. Weston Dressler's a former rider. Ryan Smith, the receiver, is a former rider.
So who started the Twitter battle?
Okay, let's get into the Twitter. Rena's like, get on with the Twitter battle here. I want to hear what's happening. Okay, I guess the Bombers started it. They said hashtag better in blue. And then the Bombers started it because they included at the riders here. Turn up the volume on this one, and they include a little video montage of all the former riders that are now Bombers.
Okay.
So the riders then got back to the Bombers. Here we go. It's on now. So great players, great song, but how do you plan to play with 4 O linemen and 5 quarterbacks? So there you go. And then the Bombers replied, the same way you plan to play with no more receivers. And then the Riders decided to go after the height of the Bomber receivers. Well, Winnipeg, just remember, with this, or with your new receivers, that it was, you must be this tall to play.
To ride this ride.
That's right. And then the Ottawa Red Blacks jumped in and made fun of both of them a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. There was.
That's funny. It's a friendly Twitter feud, at least. It wasn't like
nothing
nasty.
Friendly about the Riders and the Bombers.
Wow, it's playful. You know what I mean? Sorry. I mean.
It's good.
Boo Riders.
That's right, Rena. Nothing playful. Yeah. And then Avi Khan's going to be down here, former Winnipeg Blue Bomber, former Calgary Stampeder, former member of the Ottawa franchise, yes. He'll be down here at 8:30 just to sort of go over some of the moves, and he knows a little bit about Canadian football talent, so I always like to talk to him when the Bombers have a big day in free agency and a good offseason like they're having. Coming up at 7:05, though, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. Would you buy, under any circumstance, a lock of hair? Celebrities.
Yeah, because Paul McCartney.
That's right.
Or, sorry, no, John Lennon. Yes. A hunk of John Lennon's hair is going up for sale at an auction at the end of the month, and they're guessing the minimum it'll go for is about 10 grand.
Can't get my head around it.
What do you do?
I could be the richest guy in the world. I wouldn't buy.
Yeah. You know. That's the question.
Okay, that's coming up. Yeah. Right now, I want to get into this. I think we should probably take some calls about it. 780 City, if you want to weigh in. But it was in the news about John Lennon. And a lock of hair that somebody bought for a ridiculous amount of money.
No, it's going up for auction.
It's going up for auction.
Yeah, at the end of the month.
But this is not the first time we've heard of this.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm sure tons of Elvis's hair is out there and all sorts of
appendages,
weird. Yeah.
People buy strange things off when you're, and it's obviously a big part of it is having stupid amounts of money when you can do this kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I can tell you right now, uncategorically, that if I could win the lottery, the next, you know, big jackpot, I am not going to start buying locks of hair off famous people.
No.
I have no desire.
like, and I mentioned this yesterday, I could see if you had a lab and you were like hoping to clone Lennon and use the hair as DNA or something. Well, if you're a stupid rich, it is possible, okay?
I'm hiring the best scientists.
Have you not watched superhero movies? Yeah. This is how they kind of start.
I've got my very own John Lennon. He lives in the basement. I cloned him. Who knew buying hair and I can make my own Lennon?
I have my very own John Lennon.
I take him out for walks. He does concerts for me.
That would be hilarious. But I don't know what else. What do people actually do with this? I guess if maybe a museum was purchasing it, or if you...
But you buy it for yourself. You're putting it behind the bar on a plaque with one of his albums?
Oh, you're making a hair doll.
That's his hair on the wall.
Yeah, I don't know what you would do with it. So there's no celebrity out there at all. If you could have a hunk of their hair or fingernail clipping, you wouldn't do it.
You know, I might buy... You'd buy Scarlett Johansson's hair.
Okay.
Something like that. No.
Just smell it.
Every day. You don't even need coffee anymore.
Gross.
But that would that not...
Maybe if you were into some hoodoo or voodoo and you needed it for a spell or something. I know I'm getting far-fetched here, but I'm trying to think of actual reasons why someone would buy that.
Does hair get, like, gross smelling after a while?
Hair, as soon as it's not attached to your body anymore, is disgusting. Anytime you see a random hair somewhere, you're like, ew. Everybody says that, ew.
Well, let me...
Whether it's in your food or it's on your keyboard, even if it's from your own head, you're like, oh.
Because I have it. It drives my wife crazy. You remember a few years ago when I grew the giant beard for a whole year and then shaved
that
it?
That thing sheds?
My giant beard, shaved it, I put it in a jar, like an old coffee jar. I still have that giant beard in a jar. I don't want to take the lid off, but I'm...
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't risk that. Or maybe poke a hole in it, let it get some air.
Tell you what. Breathe. That's a good boy. I'll tell you what, 5 minutes, we'll take some calls looking for somebody that maybe has even done, if you've done this before, bought a famous hair or a toenail.
Or if there's somebody's hair who you would purchase if you had $1 million bazillion and you felt like wasting money, who would it be and what would you do with it?
We'll take your calls after this. Right now, though, 780-CITY, 780-2484. Is there something weird that you would buy from, mainly, we're talking hair, because John Lennon, a piece of his hair is going up for auction, and some rich guy's going to buy it, and Rena thinks you clone, you try to use the technology to hire scientists to clone John Lennon.
Get your own John Lennon, yeah.
Because if that's the case, there's some people I want to clone, too, that I might start buying a lot of hair. Mm-hmm. But I think pretty much you're putting this on display as an artifact or something. So is there a celebrity out there that you would, or maybe even a shoe. Is a shoe weird? Like if you bought a shoe? Because you know that stuff goes on, too.
A shoe is less weird. Because there are famous shoes, like, you know, if these were worn by Michael Jordan during this game, and you know what I mean? Then that could be worth actual
money. It's
almost
like a jersey, kind
of. But like hair... Like, prove it. How do you even know that this is John Lennon's hair?
How do you... You'd have to authenticate that. Why else would you spend that kind of money? Hi, City.
Hello.
Yeah.
You're talking about the hair?
Yeah. If you had the money, the resources, to go spend a stupid amount of money, would you buy a hair or something like that?
That's just disgusting.
So you're going no?
No, but it depends on what type of hair we're talking about.
what do you mean?
Well, it could be the hair down there. You never know, right?
So you would buy
pubic hair,
but head hair is pushing it?
Hello?
Thank you, Buffalo Bill, for the call. Hi, City.
Hey, I'd buy Chuck Norris hair because it cures cancer.
This wouldn't, you know, without a Chuck Norris joke, my morning just wouldn't be complete.
Good morning, City.
I would buy a vial of Lemmy's blood.
See, now, that...
To
put
to,
on
to
your neck, or
it?
If you're what a musician...
Because it's metal as hell.
I just don't know what you would do.
Remember Billy Bob Thornton and Angelina Jolie did the vial of blood thing?
Oh, yeah.
I can see that. There's no real odor to that.
That
it's
was
less...
weird. Those two were weird.
Hi, City.
Pamela Anderson's bathing suit from Baywatch.
Yeah, I've heard of people buying. There was even, like, Queen Elizabeth III's... remember her panties were for sale and they went for like 20 grand or something.
I would
crazy.
Buy hair before I'd start buying undergarments. Even when it's like really hot people. No.
Yucky.
Hi, City.
Hey, I'm selling my pubes if somebody wants them while we're going on that whole selling hair thing.
You know, why don't we go to the phones right now? What's your name?
Don't worry about my name.
Traffic. He backed off pretty quick. Hey, I'm going to sell your pubic hair this morning.
My wife will be pissed. Better not.
Right now, though, we'll check in with Dave Wheeler. In case you're wondering where he is this morning and yesterday and you haven't heard yet, like, where the hell is Wheeler? He's in a hotel room in St. Louis.
In St. Louis.
Yes.
And if anyone's thinking, what is this trip? It's the Bobby Hull Children's Foundation and Pat McCullough and Brock Smith put together an incredible trip. Like, they're going to be doing it next year, and all I'm going to tell you now, save your pennies, because this trip is worth every single penny from start to finish.
That's right, and people do things like this throughout a year, take big trips, and when you're supporting something like the Bobby Hull Children's Foundation, you know it's going to a good place. I got to tell you, I was following along on social networking yesterday, and I knew I'd see some pictures with Bobby, obviously, on the plane, all that kind of stuff, but Brett Hull, tell me you got a chance to actually sit down and chat with Brett Hull.
Listen, when he came in, we were in the, not only were we in one of the suites last night at Scott Trade Center to see the game, by the way, Jets played pretty well last night. We'll take the 2 points. Nice goal by Mark Scheifele in the shootout. Just wanted to throw that out there. But we were in the owner's, like the guy that owns the St. Louis Blues. We were in his private suite. It has its own bar, bathroom. It was awesome. But when Brett Hull walked in, the whole place came to a hush. Mm-hmm. It really did. Like he's vice president of the organization now, co-vice president, and he is such a gentleman. He's a much like his dad. He loves telling stories and. I got a picture with Bobby and Brett. Did you know, Phil, that between the three of us in that photo, we have over 1,300 goals in the NHL?
If you're going to tell us that story, you got to tell us like Bobby would, you know, between the three of us. I hope you were able to substantiate some of the stories Bobby was telling us, but we'll get into that more tomorrow morning because Bobby had some crazy stories about Brett.
Oh yeah, no, and you know what? They didn't stop. I mean, Bobby's a great storyteller, and you know he had tons of them for us, and it was a great trip. I mean, I'll tell you more, you guys, more about it tomorrow. But it's colder in St. Louis than I thought. I don't know why, but I thought it would be warmer.
Did you bring shorts or?
No. I mean, like I brought fall attire, but I mean, I think it was -8 when we landed.
Yeah. Well, I guess you know what the hell. You just, when you leave Winnipeg, you assume you're going somewhere warmer, and it's the States, so you're like, maybe it'll be nice in St. Louis, right?
Everything's got to be warmer than Winnipeg, but yeah, no, it was honestly, the city was good, the hockey game was good. Bryant Reeves came up after, as did Alex Steen, and said hello, and the St. Louis Blues also had their dad's trip, so Tomas Steen was up in the suite last night, too, so yeah, I mean, like the whole experience was just, it was top-notch.
Okay, so yes, we'll hear more about the trip with you tomorrow morning, but I got to ask you, how surprised were you, and maybe other people on the trip, when you heard that the Leafs found somebody drunk enough to take FNUF off their hands?
Oh, man, like I think we were on the airplane yesterday. I think we were going through customs in Duluth, Minnesota, and somebody announced that FNUF had been dealt, and we were trying to figure out which team is trying to tank more, the Ottawa Senators by picking up FNUF or Toronto by getting rid of them.
Yes. It's tank. Let's pick up FNUF. He'll guarantee we don't make the playoffs. Okay. Well, look.
And you know what? Benny, we can talk more hockey tomorrow. I got to go get on a plane here. I think we're going to be trying to be home by noon here. But, I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Perfect, okay. Wheels. You don't sound as hungover or tired as I thought.
Yeah, I expect you to be way more raspy.
St. Louis is awesome.
Rena, you would be proud of me. I was very well behaved last night.
Look at this guy.
You got sober last night? What?
I never said that, Rena.
Sorry.
See you tomorrow, Wheeler.
City with Rena J. Brought to you by Anna's Brothers.
Your first choice for all your recreational needs on the water or on the trail. With ATVs, side-by-sides, boats, sea-doos, and more.
Okay. We'll start with Red Lobster saying their sales have spiked after Beyonce's Super Bowl performance. The seafood restaurant said sales went up 33% on Sunday over the previous year, thanks to a lyric that was in her new song, Formation, which she kind of debuted at the Super Bowl. The lyric says, when he F's me good, I take his ass to Red Lobster because I slay. Red Lobster was mentioned on Twitter 42,000 times in a single hour and trended for the first time in history. So, Red Lobster pretty happy about the free promotion from Beyonce.
No kidding.
I mean, you could have asked me. I could have told you Red Lobster was awesome before.
I love Red Lobster. Heavily battered seafood covered in garlic butter.
So much butter.
I'm in.
Yeah.
But now it's cool. You know, now
it's cool.
People be
Beyonce
like,
whoa, made it cool.
Beyonce goes Beyonce. There. What else was Beyonce? Yeah, you're not a fan. Eh?
Oh, no. I just despise her. DMX, yesterday I was telling you that he collapsed. He was having trouble breathing. As people said, asthma attack really bad. Mm. Well, some new information has come to light. Looks like his people were trying to downplay it. So Monday, when he wasn't breathing, he actually didn't have a pulse either, which is a sign that he overdosed. He was in the parking lot at the hotel when they called 911. Police were the first to arrive at the scene. Cops quickly determined that he was lifeless, not breathing, no pulse. They immediately began CPR. And after 1 minute of a police officer doing CPR, he actually became semi-conscious. So the cops saved his life. And they also gave him Narcan, which is kind of like an antidote if someone is ODing, sort of like, you know, the Kill Bill, needle to the heart thing, something like that. So he is now in hospital.
You mean Pulp Fiction?
Sorry, that's what I meant, Pulp Fiction. So now...
That was an awesome scene in Pulp Fiction.
It was intense. Yeah. You do it. And anyway, so his people are still saying, oh, asthma. But cops are questioning him. No charges as of yet. But witnesses say that he was taking a white powder before he collapsed. So
it could be anything. That white powder could be anything, right?
It could be one of many different kinds of drugs.
What would you say DMX is best known for? His acting? Or is it could be, I mean, there's certain people that would say music and certain people that might say his acting.
I'd say music.
Yeah? Because he was in a movie with Steven Seagal. I think it was called Exit Wounds.
Oh.
But maybe
what other acting did he do?
Maybe just Exit Wounds. I'm not sure.
I've only known him for his music. But
that's a rough rider's roll.
Oh, God. okay. Deadpool. They just announced that they are going to be doing a number two already, a sequel to Deadpool. It hasn't even been out in theaters yet.
The buzz already hasn't even been released.
They did really good promo with this. Yeah. They made the trailers really funny, and they had Ryan Reynolds do a whole bunch of skits wearing his costume, you know, insulting children and stuff and kind of being a jerk that went viral. It was pretty funny. So they're guessing that Deadpool will make upwards of $65 million because it's a holiday weekend this weekend. So it's going to do well, and yeah, they've already signed up for another one. And speaking of Ryan Reynolds, he got an honor yesterday. He's been named People Magazine's Sexiest Dad Alive. I agree.
Yeah, I have yet to meet a woman who doesn't, you know, think Ryan Reynolds.
It was announced on Jimmy Fallon last night. He's married to Blake Lively. They have a 1-year-old daughter that they named James. It's a little odd, but.
Why?
Well, because it's a boy's name.
Oh, they named a girl James?
Yes.
That's, you know what? You see more and more of that now. Totally ignoring.
There's a few Corys and that kind of thing that are girls.
James is a little more profound for a girl. But anyhow, Gosling or Reynolds, Rena, where would you put them to?
Phil, I don't know. I feel like I need to think about this or make a list of pros and cons.
But Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy's my number one.
Yeah, that's
always,
Rena's guy. Yeah.
Always. I love Tom Hardy. Sorry. Universal Pictures announced that Johnny Depp will star in a remake of The Invisible Man. If you aren't familiar, the original 1933 film was a scientist who discovered how to become invisible. So Johnny Depp's going to be starring.
Superpower.
Didn't they do a movie like this with Kevin Bacon, though? I swear, they did a movie with Kevin Bacon, and he was invisible. Don't you remember that? Maybe it was called Hollow Man. Is that different?
Someone will correct you. I'm the wrong guy sitting in this chair for that kind of information.
I just thought of it now. I was like, wait a minute. I remember seeing Kevin Bacon do the invisible thing.
I want to be invisible, man.
What? We know what you would do with your powers.
Hey, you don't know me.
Yeah, I do know you. I know you very well. And
lots
I'm judging
of things.
You. I'm judging the crap out of you.
Lots of things you could accomplish as
women's locker
man.
Room.
No.
That's your first priority, and we know it.
That's just creepy. Just creepy.
And finally, okay, Kanye West went on this crazy Twitter rant of multiple things yesterday, and he is going to piss you off in so many different ways, Phil. First, I'll start with the tweet that said, Puma, we gonna give you your measly $1 million back. Never try to divide the family. 1,000% there will never be a Kylie Puma anything. That's on my family. 1,000% Kylie is on Yeezy team. So Kanye West is a designer and he makes shoes. Mm. Puma reportedly offered Kylie $1 million to wear their gear. And Kanye West freaked out about it, saying that she's on team Yeezy. She only wears my shoes. And that's not the only person that he started to piss off. Michael Jordan, who has Jordan shoes, right, with Nike,
famous, yep.
Very famous. I guess a month ago, he had tweeted some beef at Jordan, saying that his shoes were better than Michael Jordan's. And then he tried to invite Michael Jordan to a big party he was having, and Michael Jordan declined. So he tweeted yesterday, I'm sorry, Michael Jordan, I love and respect you. My beef was with Matt Parker, who is the CEO of Nike Jordan shoes.
Mark Parker,
Mark Parker, and I respect you so much, and Michael Jordan has yet to comment
on
Kanye West.
So he's apologizing to Michael Jordan now.
For dissing the Jordan shoes.
Okay.
Yeah, I know, he's just, and then the last tweet, this has gone viral, you will be hearing about this today. He tweeted, Bill Cosby innocent.
Attaboy.
All capital letters, all exclamation marks.
You know who to back, Kanye. Good job.
What an idiot. So the Twitter world blew up yesterday. All these tweets coming in from celebrities like Sarah Silverman, Kanye, you can't be for real. 50 women with nothing to gain thanks to a statute of limitations on rape. Other people writing, at Kanye West, you have a daughter. Be better. I'm going to let you finish, Kanye. You wrote the worst tweet of all time. Countdown to at Kanye West saying, my Twitter was hacked is on.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then tons of people blocked, reported, canceled their Tidal subscription yesterday. The numbers dropped.
Yeah.
And he lost thousands of followers. So people are pissed.
Kind of surprised that people continue to respond and react to him. I mean, is there not going to come a day where people just ignore him?
Would be nice.
Because
if
he's clearly doing this.
You know, unfollowing, blocking him.
He's just, I mean, hey, it's... You know, marketing 101. He's obviously just doing this.
Yeah.
You know,
well, Bill Cosby innocent is pretty.
I know, but this is what he does. He thinks of the craziest crap to tweet and just bah, throws it at the wall. And everybody goes, oh my God, look what Kanye's doing today.
He's getting talk about it. And I guess bad publicity is good publicity, but
it's Kanye publicity.
At the same time,
it's not bad or good. It's just
people are canceling their Tidal subscriptions because of it. Yeah. So that's why everyone's kind of assuming he's going to go, my Twitter was hacked anytime now. Right. That's Entertainment City.
Entertainment City. Daily at 7:50 with Rena J on 92 City FM. The Bone Phone.
Brought to you by Duraco Windows. Built tough in Winnipeg for Winnipeg weather. Call or click on Duraco.ca for details.
All right, we've been getting some beefing calls with the plows. So we'll start with hearing about someone who's angry with that.
Yeah, I got a beef with the snow clearing equipment. Dakota and Bishop Brandon at 7 in the morning, holding up traffic.
Yeah, yesterday things were really backed up because of that.
And we got a similar call to that earlier in the week about people not so much mad about, well, they know that snow clearing has to happen, but mad about, you know, why are we doing it at peak hours
at
of traffic?
Rush hour, yeah. And now a response from a plow driver who's a little mad.
Hey, this is to the guy that just called, and he just played the message where he's complaining about the equipment on the roads. Well, pal, I just spent the last 27 hours straight clearing your driveways and your parking lot. Funny how you bitch when there's snow on the ground, and you bitch when there isn't.
Nobody's ever happy.
Good point. You know, that must it must feel like that for the snow clearing dudes and ladies.
Netflix and chill. Got a call about that.
Has anyone else noticed that if you get bored of Netflix and you decide to start fooling around, that it eventually conveniently converts to a red screen, which illuminates the room with a nice red glow?
Oh.
How convenient.
So you're having at it, you know, right in the middle of a movie, and then the movie ends. And you got a little mood lighting thanks to Netflix.
Here's a tip for parents. The new trendy thing for kids when they want to, like, get together and, you know, do bad stuff.
In the basement when they're supposedly...
The code word is Netflix and chill. So if you ever go through your kids' texts or emails, I don't know if your parents do that, and they say Netflix and chill with somebody, that means get it on with the guy.
So if you're telling your friend that
you want to come over for Netflix and chill, that means booty call. Like that's how the kids say. Instead of saying booty call, they call it Netflix and chill.
Really? So you're basically proposing sex. Usually you at least had to pretend as a guy, you at least had to pretend with the girl that you're going to watch a movie. You couldn't just say, hey, come on over. We're going to get at it.
Yeah. Well, now you know, Phil.
Okay.
Let your wife know. We're talking about Festival, which kicks off tomorrow? This week, anyway. And we were talking about me going. We got some tips.
Festival, Rena J. No. I like it.
I don't get it. Like, no.
Say no to Rena. She's nothing but trouble. Cold-hearted.
Right. More about Festival.
Festival tips for Rena. You go to the beer tent where the bands play, and you just drink lots of that caribou You won't be f***ing single for long.
All right. I've been hearing lots about this caribou mixture of alcohol. No idea what it is, but probably give it a go. And finally, I got an interesting offer here.
Hey, Rena, never mind the festival. Well, you know, that's fun to go to every once in a while. You know what a real good time is my ice fishing shack on Lake of the Winnipeg. A little bit of night fishing, you know, bottle of ice wine, and I'd say about maybe a 6 or 7 looking dude. What do you think?
Now, this is the guy.
He rates himself for me.
And gives himself a 6 or 7.
Yeah.
Rena's had worse. So this guy's been trying to get you to just make out with him. It doesn't sound like he wants a commitment. He just wants to ice fish with you.
Yeah.
He's very specific. And give him credit for that. He's like, ice fish and make out.
That's the guy who wants me to go ice fishing last week. Oh, same guy.
And he thinks he's
got a girlfriend, though.
No, he said, I think I'm seeing somebody, but I don't really know what that means.
Don't know what the guidelines are.
He doesn't know he figures he's allowed to make out with you during ice fishing, and it's not cheating on the girl that he's
not
seeing.
Not cool. Not down with the cheaters, regardless if it's just seeing or not.
Lose the girl, I'll come fishing. No. So she has to come along. Now he's really
I said lose the girl, I'll go fishing.
You got it. Guys are all right. Nirvana, 92 City FM, world class rock. Good morning, Wheeler, in the morning with Philly and Rena. Just your Philly and your Rena this morning because Wheeler is away on a trip. We talked to him earlier this morning with the Bobby Hall Foundation. Went to St. Louis to see the Jets play.
Back.
That's right. He's back tomorrow. Back tomorrow morning on the show.
Minus 15 is a high for today. We're at minus 20 right now.
Okay, here we go. 780 City, 780, 2484. A chance to win tickets to go see Heart. Get it? Valentine's Day coming up. Heart and Joan Jett and the Black Hearts. We have hours and hours of meetings to come up with these kinds of plays on words. Just work.
Right. Yep.
And we subsequently have come up with a contest that does the same thing. Yesterday we put Rena on the spot. This morning is me.
Philly's turn, yeah. It's the word association games. We're going to get a caller on the line. Good morning, City.
Good morning.
Hi. Do you think Philly is going to get 50% correct on the word association game?
Yes.
Oh, way to go. Who's this?
Donna.
I love your faith, Donna.
Okay.
I have faith in you.
That's much better than my wife would say. I'll put you on hold, okay?
Okay. So, for example, today the word we are using is jet. So, this is a team in the NHL.
Winnipeg Jets.
Yes. Okay, that was the example.
Did I get one?
No, that was the
example. Okay. Can I get Donna on the line to help me?
No. I never got help yesterday.
Yeah, but I'm not very good at this game.
Well, if I had a guy yesterday and you asked me all these guy questions that I didn't know,
so you're going to bury me with chick questions.
No, there's not much jet stuff to do with girls. Anyway, okay, we're starting. A rock band founded in 1998 in Winnipeg.
Jet Set Satellite.
Correct.
Woo! Saw them play a lot. Back in the day, in my heyday, when I was in the clubs a lot, saw those guys play
a lot.
The
Coolio Jets. Yeah.
Great live band.
Yeah. An American airline.
WestJet.
No.
Oh, American.
JetBlue. Yeah. Remember there was that whole JetBlue thing? It was really trending in the media, the JetBlue pilot?
No.
Anyway,
what did he
it's
do?
An American airline. This celebrity child actually died at the age of 16 in 2009 after he fell in the bathtub and hit his head.
Celebrity child?
He was a celebrity's child.
Jet Li's kid?
Nope.
Too wrong. Who was that?
Travolta. Jet Travolta. Oh, John Travolta's son. His name was Jet.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Rena's coming at me this morning. These are tough.
Extreme tiredness after a long flight across several time zones.
Jet lag.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Two.
John Denver is. Donna, what is John Denver to do with Jets?
Oh, God.
You know this.
Lifeline. I need a lifeline.
You're my lifeline.
Yeah, you're Philly's help.
Is there someone else we can call?
No,
Donna,
let's
get a third person on the line. Because we'll put you back on hold, Donna. I don't know.
Leaving on a jet plane.
That's John Denver?
Yeah.
See, and I know some John Denver songs. Okay, three wrong.
How many right do you have? Two?
Two. That's Kreviazic's song, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it was a cover of John Denver. An American animated sitcom that was produced in 1962.
The Jetsons.
Yeah. All right. You got to get one more, Phil.
Donna, I just need one more.
I have faith.
Okay, hang tight.
We got two left. When you have to leave in a hurry, you say this.
I got a jet.
That is correct. Unnecessary celebration. And the final one, you wear this on your back.
A jetpack.
Yes.
Yeah! Donna?
Way to go.
Come on, let it fly a bit like I was. Yeah!
Yeah!
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Just feeling fired up. Dustin Bufflin, Andrew Harris. I'm nailing these word association things.
Well, I wouldn't say nailing.
Kind of, sort of, did all right.
You got, what, 60% right?
Yeah. You're going to see Hart and Joan Jett. Well done, Donna. 92 City FM World Class Rock, some Green Day for you on a Wednesday morning. It's Wheeler in the Morning with Philly and Rena. Wheeler returns to the program tomorrow, so it's Philly and Rena with you.
Minus 15 is the high for today. We're at minus 20 right now.
Philly, Rena, and a very good friend of ours, Mr. Abhi Khan. Good morning.
Good morning. Sorry for being late.
You know, Abhi, we've come to expect it from you. And that's not a shot. It's just, you know.
I think if you got here early, we'd be super surprised.
Is that because I'm brown?
How many... Rena, I'll let you address that one.
Is that because I'm brown? You guys have been...
No.
Because we're notoriously late. I'm late for
really?
Everything.
I was like, I never even heard that.
Brown people are late for everything.
Like you're judging yourself.
You got to factor that in.
Right out of the gate with it. That's good. Well, we brought you... And the reason we say we come to expect you to be a little late once in a while, I mean, how many businesses do you oversee now? Mr. Entrepreneur.
Right now, there's four of them.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. See, you've gone from being former football player to now entrepreneur.
Yes.
Well done, by the way. Looks good on you.
Hopefully a couple more this year and then jump off a bridge.
Okay. Yeah, no kidding. Nonstop, hey? So the reason, Abhi, other than just to say hello and see how things are going, is the Winnipeg Blue Bombers are very busy right now. And you would know a thing or two about Canadian talent.
Yes.
And they've been upgrading that big time. And the one huge one, and did you ever, I'm trying to think, when did you retire?
2012. So I played against Andrew Harris.
So you would have played against Andrew Harris. Can you tell us what the Bombers are getting with this guy?
Yeah, he's a real jerk. He beat us in the 2011 Grey Cup. So
that's
I played Andrew Harris.
A lot of Bomber fans.
Yeah. Although I work out with him in the morning at Elite Performance Centers. He's a great pickup. Great, great. A Canadian backfield talent like that, a veteran. He's been there, done that. I still think he's got a couple years of juice still in him.
Yeah.
Great pick. Changes. It's a ratio. It's one of those ratio breakers, right?
Yeah.
And one thing I want to talk about is another one that's kind of getting a little bit of press, but not a lot, is Keith Shulligan.
Okay, well, there we go. I saw his name, but I don't know anything about the guy.
Great veteran, defensive lineman, still can play. I mean, when he was a young buck when I was playing in the league, and I used to beat the crap out of him all the time. but now he can easily turn me into a pretzel.
Yeah.
Again, another solid defensive lineman. They need a guy inside. Super pumped. Wade Miller, Kyle Walters, great.
I think they deserve one of these this morning. I mean, that was a hell of a free agency.
Now, let's see if they can keep Drew Willey standing up.
Yes, that's the key. Well, did you hear Euclid Cummings from the Argos, too? They've signed him.
Another D lineman. He's a good player. And then Jeff Keeping as well.
Yeah.
Another old, long guy in the teeth, offensive lineman for the Toronto Argos.
Yeah.
Won a Grey Cup. Really good, smart player. Kind of like a Dominic Picard, but I think a bit of an upgrade in the sense that he's a little more athletic, a little more versatile, smarter, and he can keep us cool.
Okay, so Andrew Harris, this guy is going to eat this community up.
Yeah.
Being a local guy, you said you worked out with him.
Yeah.
Is he, what are we talking about? Is he ready, maturity-wise, to handle what's coming at him? Because this city is buzzing about this.
And the city, I think, is dying for someone, right?
Yeah.
Since the retirement of the legends, you know, Doug Brown, you know.
Bobby Cox.
My name's Ivan.
Kelly Butler.
Guy's a stud. I love him. Every Friday morning. He's just the best. Wake up. I'm Kelly Butler.
Your former roommate.
Yeah, former roommate. You know, since the return, Joel Lobmandaw, Alex Suber, Clint Kent, Greg Carr, Brendan Lambat, since all these guys left in the 2011 era with good old Joe Mack gutting everyone, there hasn't been players to put your hat on.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many people out there with blank jerseys, and I go, why don't you get a jersey on there? And they go, well, we don't know who to get.
Who are you going to put on there?
And you put a guy on there, he's gone the next week,
he's
gone the next year, and they're not performing very well. So now they got, you know, four or five guys that they can put their hat on and say, these are our franchise players, if you want to say that.
It's an actual decision.
Now,
Tressler, Willie, Harris, what am I going to do?
Maybe Abhi Khan should make a comeback, you know?
Come on, are you still in shape?
I do work out every morning. Right?
You look good.
Right?
Yeah.
Does it get exciting when you see, like, because you have a business within the stadium, so it's in and you're a former player with the Bombers. You want to see the Bombers do well, just like everybody else, and then see some excitement around the team.
I want to see the Bombers do well because the better they do, the more money I make. Completely selfish.
Like a true businessman.
Or if they do really, really, really crappy, I'm hoping I'll get a phone call and go play again.
Yeah, well, that's always in the cards. That's why why you guys think to hang around Winnipeg. Kelly's still waiting by the phone. KB!
Every day.
He's back out of retirement. I'm very excited for the Bombers this year. I think it's a good pickup. You know, again, a couple pieces got to come together. I think Paul Appelisa's got to do a much better job calling the game than they had last year. They got to keep healthy. They got to keep Drew really upright. They got to do the offensive line. Should be better this year. Goose is ready to go.
Yeah.
You know, they picked up Jeff Keeping. So they got a couple pieces together. I think they could be contenders to make the playoffs. I don't know if they're Grey Cup. I don't want to go out there and say they're Grey Cup worthy right now. But again, there are only 9 teams.
They'll say I'm jinxing it, so I'm going to shut up. But you know what I'm thinking. It's not Grey Cup, but you know what
I'm
thinking?
Don't say it.
What are you saying?
I'm thinking about playoffs already. I'm thinking, how can they not make the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, they got to make the playoffs this year.
Look at the guys they've had.
I mean, come on. It's, you know, one of the worst things I hated about playing CFL was when I didn't make the playoffs. I'm like, seriously? There's like 8 teams in the league.
How do we not make playoffs?
6 of them are making it. And 2 losers at the bottom. I would get so sad and depressed for not making the playoffs.
I don't blame you.
I really hope they make the playoffs for lots of reasons. I think for Wade Miller's doing a good job. I hope that the players can win so they can be rewarded. Kyle Walters. The fans need a win.
Yeah.
The fans need it.
More than anything. Tortured Bomber fans. Yeah. Me and included. We need to see a winning season, and I think we're going to.
Yes.
Abby, you know, this is good, because the last time you came in, it was right after the bombings in Paris.
Yes.
So we appreciated that, and we appreciate you coming in. I know you're a busy guy to shed some light on the Bombers and where they're at.
You guys a lot of plus or minus 10 minutes for me. I'm good.
You're good. Yeah. Yep.
I'm good.
Always do.
Yep. Thank you very much. See you later.
The 92 City FM NHL Report, brought to you by Santa Lucia Pizza.
Well, let's do this real quick, Rena. NHL report, the Winnipeg Jets get a win last night. Bufflin resigns. They get their second straight road win against a good St. Louis Blues hockey team. Maybe they can get on a run here. Some momentum. The Boston Bruins in town tomorrow night. The Bruins coming off of getting their asses kicked 9-2.
Yeah.
So the Bruins tomorrow night at MTS Center. It'll be nice to see.
So we're not officially out of the playoffs?
No, we're not officially.
All the negativity, I just assumed.
Rita has the Jets. She's already...
I just assumed from all the negativity that everybody else
Grim
has been...
Grim Reaper has shown up and
Grim Reaper
she's
me.
Dressed up like Not Rita J.
Oh.
That's your NHL report.
City FM, world-class rock.
Rita.
Yep.
Had this way earlier this morning, so we kind of missed it because it didn't make... And just with everything going on with the Bombers, a lot going on. So for what's trending, I had this, but I think it's worth mentioning again. Mr. Cam Newton has responded to his critics after not being very conversational after the Super Bowl loss for the Panthers. He basically was giving short answers and then eventually walked out. It was like, you know, what went wrong? Don't know.
Yeah.
Did they confuse you on defense? Nope. Like, it was just like that, and then he eventually walked out. Well, he's been taking a lot of heat. People saying, hey, win with class, lose with class. That's what personally, that's what I was always taught. That's what I'm going to try to teach my kids. However, I'm not a professional athlete. A little easier to, you know, when you lose a house league hockey game to go, we lost.
Yeah, exactly.
Guy just lost the Super Bowl, so it's a little different.
I don't blame him at all.
Well, this is what he said. Cam Newton, in his defense, he said, hey, quote, show me a good loser and I'll show you a loser. So basically saying he fully came out and said, I am a sore loser. I hate it, and, you know...
That's what makes him a great player.
That's... However, I will say, personally, I think he could do a better job. I mean, hey, you love to win. Your celebrations are legendary. They're 10 minutes long lots of times. While sometimes you're going to lose, Cam. And if you're going to be a role model and, you know, you love, you love showing everybody how much fun you like to have when you win, well, I think it's important to teach people... especially the younger generation who looks up to you, sometimes you're going to lose. It sucks, but you got to handle it with some dignity.
Yeah, and I still don't blame him. It's the Super Bowl. It's called the big game for a reason, and he lost it.
Yes, yep. Hey, so, it's disappointing. But take it from a guy who's used to losing, Rena.
Do it for the kids. Pretend you're happy. It's like, nah, I'm pretty pissed about it.
Don't pretend you're happy. I didn't say get up there and jump around and cheer or put a... You can be... You know, you can obviously be choked, but you gotta give the media some answers. You gotta say, hey, things just didn't work out for us.
Yeah, well, he's probably trying not to cry. He would like not to cry on camera, maybe. I don't know.
He's young. Hopefully he gets better at dealing with the media in those situations.
All right, the abominable snowman has been spotted. He's on a ski vacation in Spain. Well, he was actually spotted in Spain by somebody who was on vacation there skiing. Caught him on camera for, you know, 10 seconds. Of course, it's blurry and blah, blah, blah. But they have freeze-framed it and, you know, made it clear. So it does, I think it looks like if there was a Yeti, that's what I imagine Yeti would look like. Okay? But the odds of it being a real Yeti are slim to none. I understand that. But it's still worth talking about because... Yeah. Many you never know.
If you keep watching the video, he finds a case of Old Milwaukee behind a tree and opens one and says, suckers. No. It's obviously a guy in a suit.
It might not be.
100%.
Playful, Philly.
You showed me the video. You showed me the video. Yeah. I started laughing instantly. Yeah. It looks hilarious. That's stories we missed.
Everybody give him a big round of applause.
Get the podcast daily or listen live weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.